Now that gasoline is near or above $3 a gallon, ethanol seems to be everywhere. The Renewable Fuels Association says more than a third of the gasoline in the U.S. is blended with ethanol, an alcohol-based fuel made with the sugar found in corn and other grains. A 10% ethanol-gasoline blend can be used in every vehicle on the road. But many politicians and consumers are very interested in the 85% ethanol blend, E85, as an alternative fuel for cars and trucks. But getting E85 to drivers who have cars which can use it isn't that easy. Tad Nicholson with the Ohio Corn Growers Association says part of the problem is the big oil companies have banned E85 pumps under the canopies at branded stations.
Oil companies don't own ethanol production. They own oil refining. And so that's, you know, their profit center, and that's where they get their fuel. And so they have a lot of, you know, control over that. They don't own ethanol, and I don't know why they should, but they're not in the ethanol ownership business yet. I say yet.
The governors of Wisconsin and Minnesota have asked the big oil companies to change their E85 policy. And some states have been encouraging independent gasoline dealers to put in E85 pumps for a few years. But others, such as Ohio, have been lagging behind in the trend. Only recently has Ohio launched a new energy action plan that sounds ambitious when it comes to providing access to ethanol to drivers. Leanne Miser is with the Ohio Department of Agriculture.
The goal is to triple the amount of E85 pumps available to Ohio consumers by the end of 2006.
That sounds like a lot, but it's not, says Dwayne Siegman with the Ohio Corn Growers Association.
Tripling's a nice start. There's six that would go to 18, but with over 150,000 vehicles in the state of Ohio, that's not enough to cover the effort.
Since corn is Ohio's top crop, it would seem to make sense. But unlike other states in the Corn Belt, there are no ethanol plants in operation in Ohio, though there are at least three under construction. And ethanol supporters say the state is way behind its neighbors when it comes to getting ethanol pumps at service stations. Sam Spofforth is executive director of Clean Fuels Ohio.
I'll be honest, I mean, we'd like to see a lot more, and we think a lot more is certainly very possible. I mean, Indiana, they're up to about 25 to 30 stations. Illinois has over 100. Minnesota has about almost 200 at this point. I mean, even places like Arizona are putting in E85. I mean, they don't make any corn in Arizona.
Some critical studies have found that ethanol has a high energy cost with low benefits. Ethanol supporters say that's been debunked. Whether ethanol makes economic or ecological sense or not is still not certain. But one thing is certain. Cars using ethanol blends need to fill up more than those using regular unleaded gasoline. Robert White with the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition says that's offset because typically ethanol-blended fuels cost less than regular unleaded gas.
Well, no doubt that the fuel economy is really the only negative with E85, and we tell folks that that is where the price differential hopefully is there to make E85 use a wash.
Part of the reason the price is lower is because the ethanol industry is heavily subsidized by the government. Those lower costs would quickly disappear if the subsidies were removed. Because ethanol is cleaner burning, many support further development and use of the renewable fuel. General Motors is increasing the number of vehicles it produces that can burn ethanol. Ford already produces E85 burning cars and trucks. However, many believe for ethanol production to be truly efficient, farmers will have to start growing crops such as switchgrass for ethanol, because corn requires too much fossil fuel-based fertilizer and other inputs to make it a permanent solution. For the GLRC, I'm Karen Kassler.